Do we have any renewals? Lloyd?
Yes. Let's see if anybody's here. Oh, he is. Dane Sheldon, 39 years.
Dane.
And we're missing Carl Roos, but he also has 39 years.
All right.
Getting one clap.
All right, so we'll catch Carl next time.
And it's Rosa.
Rosa. Rosa.
As in Roosevelt.
Rosa. All right. Yes, Rosa.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I will make CDs for the learning tracks that we have so far. So, do you want them to? Gene?
I've already made them.
Okay. So one for, I'll make three for tenor. All right. Lead, one, two. Norm, you want your usual?
Sure. There's a hand over there.
Oh, yeah, I've got
the baritone. I was going to lead. So, two and a half for lead, so I'll make three and a half. All he wants is just the lead part. He doesn't want the mix. Basses. One. Two, three, please. All right. Right, that's what I always do. Except for Mark. And then baritone. One, two. Two, only three just to. All right.
Thank you so much for doing that. Again, if I'll send something out just in case, Dave, to reach out to you if more need to be made from different parts of people who weren't here tonight. As I stated last week, we do have a site for the show. It'll be at First Baptist in Johnston. We will have some extra time in there. We'll have at least four rehearsals in there to get used to it, so that'll be helpful.
And the date is?
April 29th.
I'm sorry.
3 p.m.
So I think that's just one show?
One show.
Yes.
One show.
Yes.
Still working on a name. Hopefully we'll have a name by next week.
Yeah.
So we can get going on the advertising and get a graphic made up. All right. Mark.
Bruce Ryberg and my wife, his wife and my wife, had a chance to talk about if we're going to do some type of costuming, we're going to need to have it all nailed down before March 15th. Or earlier, much earlier, for they to be preferred, so that they can do whatever they like. So
they have volunteered to do
it. There you go.
All right. So we have seamstresses,
yes,
for costuming. So we'll get concept to them. Great. Appreciate that. Gary,
please, can we get the advertising folder and flyers and whatever as soon as possible, so that they can get circulated.
We will try to get that done. I'd like to get that done, yes, as quickly as possible. So we come up with a name, we get that graphic design. But also it leads into our next phase, ads and sponsorship. So Steve, why don't you come up and talk about what your committee has been doing and what we're going to do for the show.
Alrighty. Thanks, Elton. So, gents, you may remember last year we had the program just like you've had in the past. Last year was my first annual show, so that was new to me. So, as we did last year, we'd like to ask you to kind of a feeling of power being up here. We'd like to ask you to work on promoting sponsorships and or selling ads. You know, honestly, ideally, we'd move people to sponsorships simply because it takes up a lot less room on a page. But if people still want to do an ad like Fairway did last year, this is $1,000. Inside the back cover, Weisenberger Investments, color ad, $500. So those add up pretty quickly. So I have three things up here, and I'll keep this up here in case you want to look at it. And shout out to Mike Hamilton, who's not here tonight. So Mark Ferguson, Mike Hamilton, Bob King's also on the committee. For those of you who may have seen him outside for a moment tonight, Bob had a fall, and when he was getting into his car the other day and hurt his back, he came just to, bless his heart, pick up some forms, but he said he's being held together right now with duct tape. So he's in a bit of a pain, so if you feel so inclined, I'm sure he'd be happy to have a note from you. Have three. Oh, man. Yeah, he was pretty sore. And you know how Bob can chat. He didn't say much tonight, so I knew he wasn't feeling good. There's
you got that on tape.
Yeah. I already told him that. There's three things up here. I would ask you to look at it at break and take these also. Elvin will, I'd like to send them out to people so they have it electronically. So a sheet, just a few thoughts. Our budget is, almost $34,000. The show is budgeted for $9,000 in ad sales and sponsorship sales, which is what we did last year. So that's a significant part of that $33,000, obviously. The levels are here, so a titanium, like that back cover I mentioned, is $1,000. The inside back cover in color is $500. A full page ad is $400, etc. One thing we did, we know the form was confusing last year. Hopefully it's less confusing this year. The ads are on the top part of the section where my hand is right now. Sponsorship is below that. So it's an ad or a sponsorship. If somebody wants to be anonymous, just put it in special instructions. So hopefully that'll all make sense to you. If you have any questions, let me know. My contact information's on here, and again, I'll send it out. What do we get for that money? So that $500 ad on the back that helps us rent this facility. $300, if we had it correct, is licensing fees. It covers that. So those dollars are very important, obviously. So again, there's information on marketing, just a few points for you to be aware of. There's forms up here for you to sell ads and or secure sponsorships, including your own, if you're so inclined. Those will all be listed in the program. The third piece up here, in case you're curious, it's an eye chart, which is why I'll send it out online as well. But it's information on who did we sell to last year and who sold the ads last year. So I must admit, I was surprised I sold one more than I thought I had. So I sold two instead of just one, but I'd forgotten it. So I'd encourage you to grab one of these, kind of look through here. Who are we selling to? Who do I have a relationship with? Maybe it's somebody that you could reach out to or partner with somebody. I think, Elvin, that's all I wanted to cover with that.
Sure.
Mark, did anything that I missed, do you think? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, I did think of one thing. So we'll be happy to start accepting these back as early as next week. I will be here next week. After that, I'll be gone for a couple weeks, so I'll ask you to give them.
I'll be gone next week.
Okay. So between Mark and I, one of us should be here, I think, for the next few weeks, which reminds me of another thing I forgot. March 30th is the cutoff, a hard cutoff this year. We let it, frankly, bleed over last year, and unfortunately it caused some confusion. We didn't get the review done in time. I know I had to apologize to Al because one of the ads he sold didn't make it in, and Bob King, several of the ads he sold didn't make it in.
So five last year.
Yeah, and we did send out apologies and offered rebates. So I think, you know, in the scheme of things, it went fine. But March 30th, a hard cutoff this year. And that'll give us plenty of time to make sure we proofread everything. So thank you, Owen.
Sure. Yes. Yeah, I want to reiterate the 30th. Again, it saves us time. It saves Tori time also to make sure we get it right. And I would like, if we have it by the 30th, we can get a mock-up by the middle of the month. So we can see it, prove it. Mm-hmm. We have 2 weeks at that point to prove it. So those are our goals. But $9,000 is the lofty goal, as Steve alluded to. I think we can do it with that list we already have. But I also encourage you, any contacts you have, your barber, your dentist, your obstetrician, eye doctor,
eye surgeon,
whatever,
proctologist.
This group, yes, proctologist.
Yeah, of yours.
Just think outside the box. If you're not seeing a name out there, but you know of contact, also. We may be able to get, once we get the graphics and everything for the show, I would like to see them in the, like the Johnston Living, Ankeny Living, West Des Moines Living, or the Polk City Living. Those small, those monthly magazine has a new venue for us. And then we can continue monthly with just a generic, let's find out pricing. Steve's going to check into that tomorrow. But yes, take your time to get that information and sell those ads or sponsorships. Any amount on sponsorship is good. We will be able to then display them during the show as well, since we have screens there for that as well.
And Elton, to your point on sponsorships last year, we had sponsorships so that depending on how much somebody contributed or sponsored, the level they sponsored at, their name was shown on here accordingly. So I think it worked pretty well, actually.
All right. Enough on that. Anything else? Yes.
Do we have any copies of last year's show program that we can show, extra copies that we could show to a potential?
Yeah. Bob said there's quite a few back here. I'll look for those.
Richard didn't say this is 300.
Okay. So,
yeah.
I'll look for those back here.
Or check at home. You may have it at home. Yes, sir.
I have another question. At what point will we, the singers, have a list of the songs that we will be singing on the show?
For the most part, they're on the website now.
Well, they are, but they're not defined at the new for 2023, are they? Is there some below there that we're missing in the show?
No.
Well, unless they've been assigned for the 2023 show, we won't know which ones are the show. Sure.
At this point, we'll have to.
It's not listed on the show.
Let me get back with Brenton on that.
Even if it changes, it's really nice, especially if he's putting together songs. I'd love to have him in some kind of an order.
That will have to be determined yet as well. So we have a lot of work ahead of us. Oh, all right. Anything else? Yes, sir.
I don't know if anybody happens to catch the new news on Channel 13, they usually have a senior salute of some sort, and several different people are acknowledged. Tuesday last week, Victor Nielsen was on there for his 90th birthday.
Huh?
And in the write-up about him, they acknowledged the barbershop for us and the large.
Great.